This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.
It's currently soil sample season, and many people are bringing soil samples to their local extension offices to test nutrient levels. While this helps to figure out if you need to apply fertilizers to your lawn and garden, oftentimes homeowners overlook an equally important test result. Soil pH has important implications for the general health and vigor of your plants. pH is an indicator of the relative acidity of a soil, measured in the concentration of hydrogen ions when the soil is wet. It is measured from 0 to 14, with 7 being neutral. Anything between 0 and 7 is acidic, and anything between 7 and 14 is alkaline. Soil pH primarily falls between 3.5 and 9.5. The primary effect soil pH has is on the availability of nutrients for desired plants. There are 17 elements that a plant needs in order to remain healthy. Most of these elements appear in the soil as positive ions, and if the pH of the soil is too alkaline, negatively charged hydroxide ions will bond with these nutrients, making them unavailable to the plant. Additionally, plants prefer a range of soil pH and are more susceptible to abiotic problems if grown outside this range. This is especially true of vegetables. If you still need to send soil samples in for testing, our offices are still open. However, it is best to call ahead and set an appointment so that we know you're coming and you can make sure that the offices remain open. If you have any questions about soil testing or soil pH and its effects on plants, email me at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.